Good morning, I'm Anita Jackson and you're listening to Buckets Radio Local News. Mid-Coast Council Libraries have introduced a new click and collect service, making borrowing easier and quicker for library members. To access this new way of borrowing, simply fill out a click and collect service form with your preferences and details, and the library staff will select books and other media suited for you and notify you when your order is complete. Mid-Coast Council is encouraging all residents to take the 5 simple steps to prepare for possible bushfires this year. This week's focus is on step 2. Plan what you would do if your home is threatened. Last week, step 1 was to identify the bushfire risks for your home, but Mayor David West says, if you didn't manage to get started last week, it is easy to undertake both steps 1 and 2 this week. Building a plan suited for you is quick and easy, and there is plenty of information online to help make sure you are ready for bushfires this summer. Every year, migratory shorebirds make their way from as far away as Russia and Japan to start their nesting season along mid-coast beaches. To ensure their survival, Council is urging beachgoers to avoid fenced nesting areas and to follow signage. To further help these birds, some of which are considered endangered, a group has been organised to scare dogs, build fences, and educate the public on the importance of maintaining these birds' habitats. The Manning Regional Art Gallery is hosting Material Sand, a multi-form exhibition which uses instruments, technology, recycled components, and many more other medias to create a contemporary exhibition which is engaging for the senses. This original and unique artwork is an enjoyable experience and is engaging for a wide audience as it distances away from traditional paintings. This exhibition is open until the 8th of November. I'm Anita Jackson and you're listening to Buckets Radio Local News. Have a great day.